Chumashir Parshas Vayishlach.
Vayishlach Yagur Malochim Lefonu Bel Esav Ochim Arzuseyus Deheder Kusumru Ladoini Leesav Koyom Arabdech Oyakur Vimlovon Garti ואחר הדעתו, והיא לי שור וחמור, צוין ועבד ושפחו, ואש לכו להגיד לאדוני למצוכן בעינך. זרע שזה זמלובן גרתי. לא ינעשי סיסר חושו ולא גר, אין מי כדאי לסנוע איסי על ברכו יסעובי. דבורך הרגרתי בגימטרי התרייק כלא אמר אם לא בן הראש הגרתי ותרייק מצווס שמרתי כלא למדתי ממייס וברוי תקסום מפור שסים את סלס ותרייק מצווס שמרתי דו זה סי קיימתי כסום מצווס שתי אחי כסום מצווס ובוז שמרתי ובוז שמרתי סתם הפשט רשי סלס גרתי בגימטרי התרייק. So I saw once a question. Garti is the same letters as Tariag also, right? So as a klal, chiluf oisias goes before gematria. So why it says im lovon garti gematria tariag? Rashi had to say im lovon garti chiluf oisias tariag. I saw that in one of the papers that they print, it's brought down, that Rashi said, Chiluf Oisi is Tariag. But the answer is that there's no word Tariag. Tariag is 613. So there's no makom to say Chiluf Oisi is Tariag. It's Gematria Tariag. Tariag is not a word. Tariag is a number. Vayili shor v'chamor tzoyin v'ebed v'shivcho v'esh lecho la'agid la'adoni l'mtzachoyin b'einecho. So the question is, why Yaakov is giving over a message im lovon garti v'taryag mitzvah shamarti? Brother Esav, you know, Achman HaTzadik. It's not maybe before that, Rav Gifter says, im lovon orish orosh garti v'taryag mitzvah shamarti v'lo ilomadeti mimayis avaroim. Frank Rav Gifter, taryag mitzvah shamarti. Versteht man, b'mele v'lo ilomadeti. What is the double? I kept a yag, ולא ילמדתי ממייס וברוי. Rav Gifter said, a person could keep a yag, and then a mushchas. And could learn bad anogas from the Rosha. Yaakov says, not only that I kept the mitzvahs, I stayed yankiv, I didn't become lovandik. So a person could be the ganze tzaddik, he goes to daf hayomi, he sits and he learns, but he learns from the whole amerikanische sviva, everything, yeah? So he says, im lovon garti, taryag mitzvahs shomarti, ולא ילמדתי ממייס וברוי. ולא ילמדתי ממייס וברוי. ולא ילמדתי ממייס וברוי. But the shaila is, why he's giving this message? Eisav HaRosho, you know, I'm not tzadik. Mishkin stam tzadik, shulchan aruch, and I'm not like lover. What Eisav is interested to know about it? So al derech ha-pshat, it's not a more Rashi's pshat, and then it's Musa. Al derech ha-pshat, Rashi is saying the following. Rashi learns, lo yinaasei sisar v'choshuv, and don't be jealous of me. You scared that I stole the brachas. I didn't become. I have a bit money, but I'm working by lovon. I'm a pashta working by lovon. I'm nobody. Dovoracha, lovon galti v'tayek shamarti. There's a cloud, you know, shivim ponim latere, all of the 70 have to be emes, right? Same shot. So he tells them, im lovon galti, I'm a girl, I'm a nobody, so don't be jealous. They came to kill me, I stole the brachas. It didn't work. What do you want, Esav? It didn't work. You're the king. I'm a slave. I'm working by my uncle. Yeah. He changes my jobs, I'm running away, he's chasing me. What do you want? Esav, don't be jealous. Davar acher, tarjag shamarti. Not, pakert chmin god lado. Pshat is, it's like the Mephoshim, he tells Esav, don't be jealous. Esav will tell him, I know why. The father said, if you will learn, you'll have the brachas. If you don't learn, Esav will be the king. You went to Laban, you're a bad guy, for sure. Soon you go to yeshiva, you become a yeshiva bacher, then you become the king. But you're telling me that I have Golish? Avada, I know what you did there, my lover. Married two sisters, the guns are meiser. Mamela, you don't have money. Mamela, you're nobody. Zoktim, I'm a nobody, the Tariak Shomarti. Now the Teretz by us, the brachas don't mean Olam Hazeh, we mean Olam Haba. We said, Gashmi is for Ruchnias. To be kings, trying to be kings, to be the bosses, trying to Oivet Hashem. I have what I need for Oivet Hashem, this is what I need. So we made it the two step, pshat. Lovon Garti, Veloyla Asay Sisar, Chmina Gornish, Dovoracher, Vetaria Mitzvah Shomarti. And don't think I'm a Gornish because I'm not keeping. Close. So that's enough place. Ramosha Feinstein says, Pshat, why send Esav in love or Garti? Close. In love or Garti, Vataya Mitzvah Shamarti. He's telling him, I'm sending to make shalom with you. I'm sending you a present. I'm trying to make shalom with you. But don't think I'm planning to become your friend and learn from you. I was 22 years by Lavan and I stayed Yankov. You think now, oh, Esav, Yankov is coming. He wants to be a part of us. I'm going. I want to be friendly with you. I'm giving my hand for peace. Not to bargain on Ashkofes. Not to say, you know, we have to work it out. Mele, he's sending to make shalom with Esau, but with the richtige Ashkofes. The Beskerov would say over a story. And he was in a vacation city, and the Rabbina gave a drosha. And the Rabbina said, what is the pshat that he managed to keep and to stay by Lavan and not to learn from Lavan? So the Rabbina said, Esav will not believe him. How you managed to be with Lavan and not to learn from Lavan? So the Rabbina said, the rabbi of that little village, Im Lavan Garti, V'taryag mitzvah shomarti, how? V'yehi li shov v'chamor tzon v'eved v'shivcho. I looked on Lavan like a cow. I was not machshiv. While I looked on him like a cow, so the mele, I didn't learn from him. But if a person is machshiv oivra aveira and he looks up to oivra aveira, then he learns from them. The person has to know. They have to. If someone sits near you and he's oivra aveira, it would be nice to him. But you can't respect. So oivra aveira. But if you respect him, wow, he's so choshuv, so b'meila you could learn from him. So Yaakov said, why? V'yehi li shoyer tzayin v'eved v'shivcha. So Beskerov says, he doesn't know if b'pshat is true. Aber b'ashkofa is true. B'ashkofa, this is the richtige ashkofa. The richtige ashkofa. וישוב המלאכים אל יעקב לאמר בונו אלוכיחו אל עשו וגם הולך לקרוס לך וארבע מאיס אישימוי ואירו יעקב מוריד ויצר לוי ואיחץ אסרום אשר איתו יסצר לשתי מחנו ישראל ואימר יובי עשו ואיקו ואוהל המחנה הנישו Vayolon shum balaylo. We'll get back to it soon. Vayivosar Yaakov levado yivayovek ishimo yad alois hashachar. Yaakov stays himself. Vayovek ishimo yad alois hashachar. Someone is fighting with him till the morning. Vayovek ishimo yad alois hashachar. What is Vayeovek Ish Imoy? Rashi brings two pshotim and Vayeovek Ish Imoy. One pshat Rashi says, when two people are fighting, dust comes up. Vayeovek Miloshen Avak. Two people in the old days, was no roads, the sand. Two people start to fight, what happens? A lot of sand and dust comes up. Ina mizok Rashi anoz pshat. Vayeovek ish imoy miloshen ovik. Ovik is connected. The Gemara says, you know, if someone sees a dog, ovik, after a person, yichoshin him an mishkav behema. Vehu da ovik be, that the dog doesn't want to leave him. So yichoshin him. Dvuka boy kekeled, avuka boy. So Rashi, when two people fight, you know, they hug each other, you know, like, two one gets the other one down to the floor. So two pshat in one is with Yehovek. One pshat, dust. People are fighting on the floor, and dust comes up. And the second pshat by Yehovek is Shimai, Miloshen Chibuk. Miloshen Chibuk. They're hugging each other, Ovik, till they're dropping on each other on the floor. So I heard from my brother, the Mashgiach of Chevron, the Givaldik of Pshat. Emes of Pshat. Two Pshatim and Rashi, that's not. He said, everything is Emes. We said, Shivim Ponim, everything is Emes. Esav comes with two kind of faces. It's the face of Esav that he comes to fight with us. Xeris. The Yitzhar comes with a bad mood. Vos the Cheshek. Don't enjoy Iyun, doesn't enjoy Chazore, doesn't enjoy Pshat, doesn't enjoy Kiyum Mitzvahs, hard for him to be awake. Dark, dust. And there's another Esav, so beautiful to go to the world, go out to eat, go away for Shabbos, sleep in Friday, Gishmak to be in bed, nice to go out with friends. Go out to the world, looking electric things. Gishmak, Taivin. Esav comes with two things. He fights and he becomes the best friend of yours. Sometimes he fights with you, gives you a bad mood. Sometimes he sends you a bad friend to be your best friend. And then this is the end of it. Esav vayehovek ishimoy. The Gemara in Chulin says, Trei man de omrim. Chad omar kibur nidmeloi. The Malach look like a meoretz. Vechad omar ketal mitchochem nidmeloi. Gemara in Chulin 9 Aleph. These are the two man de omrim in the Gemara. Not a stire. It was a pchine of bur. He came like a meoretz to fight with him. And he came like a tal mitchochem. It's a richtike ashkofes, kivyochul. The Beis Halevi learns pshat in the posuk. Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Frag the Beis Halevi three questions. Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav. It's the same person. Hatzileini miyad ochi Esav. Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Please save me from the lion, from the lion. It's the same person. A. B. We know that he's your brother. When you speak to love on the Zogin, Rochel Bitcho Aktana. The British knows exactly who is the Esav. Third question is, the Ochi is a reason not to be so worried. It's not a monster, it's my brother. So Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav. Three questions. Miyad, Miyad. We know who he is, and that is a reason that is not a problem. Zog de Beis Halevi, I'm scared from him if he's Esav, and I'm scared from him if he wants to be my friend. because he could have a bad hashpoah on me, bad influence on me. Hatzileini no miyad ochi if he wants to be a friend. And Hatzileini no miyad Esav if he wants to fight with me. And what he was more scared from the brother, from the war. He didn't say Hatzileini miyad Esav ochi. Miyad ochi miyad Esav, the timon shekindalach. They were in Taimon for 2,000 years with the simonim, you know, the gulgalach. By them they called the simonim, that you know that you're a yid. They wanted to kill them, they wanted to do all different things to them. They stayed Jewish, they stayed. They went to the Mori, they called it a Rebbe. They knew Shas Baal Peh, different Mahalach, yeah. They came to Eretz Yisrael and they exposed them to the world. And most of them got lost. 2,000 years with knives and they didn't stop. They killed them, everything, they grabbed their kids with Mamish Neuro over the 2,000 years. They stayed. Couple exposed. And everything goes away. Hatzileini no miyadochi miyad Esav. Kiyore on Yosi Penyovi v'ikan yeim and boni. Zog de Bisalevi is a bigger pachad from Ochi from Esav. V'yiro Yaakov meoid v'yeitzo loy. Before she asks the kasha, what is the double posuk? V'yiro Yaakov meoid v'yeitzo loy. Same thing. So Rashi tries to answer. Vayiro Shemo Yaharoi. Sorry. Shemo Yehoreg. Vayetzer Loi Im Yaharoi Gruesa Acherim. He was scared if he will be killed. Vayetzer Loi if he will kill. It's a war. If he loses, he's not happy. And if he kills, he's not happy. Why is he not happy if he will manage to kill? The Reutfi. What he feels bad if he will kill them. So some say pshat. We know that Rivka told them Lomo Eshkol Shneichem B'Yemechon. It was a nevuah that they have to die in the same day. Chazal say in the end when Yaakov died, Esav came to Moraz Machpelah, Chushim Bedom took off his head and it fell in together. It was a nevuah that they will die in the same day. Lomo Eshkol Shneichem. So it's a catch 22. If he kills Esav, he dies in that day. There's no way to win. If he's killed, he loses. And if he kills, Shemo Yaro Yehoreg v'Shemo Yaharoi Acherim. Either way, he's losing. If Esav kills him, he's dead. And if he kills Esav, it's more pshat. Some say v'Shemo Yaharoi Acherim. It's Rab Meir. The Gemara says Rab Meir. Mal Acherim Rab Meir. Rab Meir came out of Esav. If he kills Esav, it'll be no Rab Meir. Meir Shemo Yaharoi Acherim means the Acherim of the Gemara. I saw another pshat, they say, Vahiro Vayetzaloi is two mitzvahs that he was not Mekayim. He would have him and Shnei Achyas. So he was nervous from these two mitzvahs. The Daskenim says it. Vahiro is Ishus Ovi Ve'imoy Tiro. Shnei Achyas Isha Lachoyso Likach Litzro Legale Servoso. Vayiro Vayetzer loy, he was scared from the two dinim, from the Vayiro and the Vayetzer. From the Kibbutz that says Vayiro, he was scared, and the Vayetzer. Some say another pshat, that he was scared that maybe the Yochel Atzile Be'echov Me'evorov. So another pshat of the Lomdim, that could be the 400 people that came with Esav did not deserve to die. Esav forced them to come. So now the Medroshi, the Malochim came and were hitting them, and Esav forced them. And he told them he will kill them if they don't come. Ben Noach could be is not mechuyev to be Meisr Nefesh and Gimel Averis. It's Shailer, Shmuel. The Mele, these people really don't deserve to be killed. So Yaakov was killed, he will kill them. Same thing they say, Pshat, Vayomer, Im Yovo Yisov El HaMachna Achas Veikol, Vohoyo HaMachna Hasheni LePleito. So the Chofetz Chaim will ask the Kasha, how he knows? Maybe Yisov will catch the first group, and then he will catch the second group. Yaakov says, I will split the two. If he kills one, the other one will be left. How he knows? So Chofetz Chaim said, on Pidus Medrash, there's a lot of answers. Peter's Medrash, the Chofetz Chaim said, Yaakov was in the first group. If he kills me, and that day he has to die, he will never get to the second group. The V'revach tosimu ben eider ve'eider. And he gave space. He told the shluchim, when you're going to give the present to Esav, give space. So the Besalevi said, well, the Yaakov was gagging on the money. He told him, don't go, you know, I want it to look a lot. And they see the Biskarov, I think, said, first, that the Rosha likes to see a lot. Say, but there's enough, so give a lot. He said, Be'etzim is the Isu to give a matana to a goy. Lo yisicholem. Aba midaf. Aba if it could look big, tarnished. They say, Biskarov was marked me to give tip how much of the halacha you have to make Kiddush Hashem. But not more from that. So lo yisicholem. He said, what does the Kiddush Hashem say that? Aba mele, Yaakov said, we could make it with space. The mele is no heter. Reivoso Yaakov levadoi vayovik yishimo yadaloi sashacha. Vayomer shalcheini ki olo hashacha. Vayomer lo yashalchei chokim berachtoni vayomer mashimcho vayomer Yaakov. ויאמר לו יעקב יאמר עוד שמחו כי אם ישראל כי סוריסו עם הלושים מלויקים בטוח. The Marsho has a stark kasha. Everyone knows the Gemara in Brochas, the first perek Rishon, Hakoyre leAvrom Avrohom Oiver be'ese Shenemar lo yeomer shimcho oid Avrohom Ki im Avrohom Chad omar belav Elo me'ato Hakoyre leYankev Yankev Yavu Beeser, Shenemar lo yomer Yavu Shimcho Yaakov Ki Yisrael. The post repeats it later. Hashem repeats it later. So how are you allowed to call Yankev Yankev? Zog the Gemara Shaini Osram the Ad Rekro Shenemar vayomer Hashem Elokim le Yaakov Anoy Chirimcho. The Gemara says Hashem called him Yaakov. Frag the Marsha. So that's the kasha. Why when Avram you switch his name, the Gemara says this is the name, and if you can't call him in the old name, and in Yankev we switched his name, and the Torah is full that we call him Yankev. So the Marsha says a couple words. Marsha said Avram they switched his name because Av le Aram, and then Avraham after everyone, and then you call him with his old name. Pastish, you really grew out of it. But Yankev, it's not that he grew out of his name. Was Sorisa im Anoshim Balekim Betucha. It's a Maile. No. So you don't call him with a Maile? I want to be Moisif Oimek La'amita Shotoya. A beautiful, beautiful vault. If someone calls Avrom without a hey, Avrom, Aleph Beis Reish Mem, Oiver Be'ese, Oiver Belav. His name is Avraham. Switch. Yankev, if you call him Yankev, you're not over Be'isu, because Hashem calls him Yankev. So, Freedom Arsho, this is the kasha. Why did Terry call him Yankev? The pshat is as Yaakov is the semel of the milchoma. Right? Vayakveini zepa amayim. He tries to get the foot when he's going out. He's trying to get the brochas. V'yakov v'bonov yodu le'mitzrayim. Yaakov is the semel of the golus. A yid is alamol with a milchama. A yid is alamol fighting. The war doesn't finish. Miyale ba'ar Hashem u'miyoku b'mkoyim kodshe. But I want to explain. The Maharal explains by a yid, Chanukah is coming. Ala nisim, givaldik. Ala nifloes, givaldik. Ala tshuas, givaldik. Ve'ala milchomos. Thank you for the war. Why thank you for the war? Ala nisim, ala nifloes, ala tshuas, ala milchomos. Zog de Maharal, the nisyoines by a person is not grades nisyoines. The nisyoines make us to grow. My mother was 6 years a prisoner in Siberia during World War II. My mother told me a couple times, she had a lot of things in her life, better she had a lot of good days in life, hard days in life. Everything maybe she will trade for maybe different things. One thing she will never trade, the 6 years of Siberia, she doesn't want to trade. These are the worst, 70 degrees below zero, the nose is frozen. They live with the guy, she's like, this is the beauty of a person. This is the nicest part of the person. This you don't want to switch. This is you're proud with. And Amilchama is this gives us the koyach. This gives us the koyach. Yaakov, the crown is the Yaakov. He became Israel. He's proud. If I will tell you my mother was, I told you my mother was in Siberia. You know, I feel good to say it. I'm proud of my mother, right? What if I will tell you my mother was in Siberia and then 6 years in the Holocaust? I'll be even more proud, right? What if I will tell you my mother sat in jail in Pennsylvania for 7 years? Yeah, I'll be embarrassed, right? She didn't, yeah? What is the difference? Siberia, I'm proud of her to have that hard time, right? We are proud, Yaakov is proud of the years of the Yaakov. Even when he became Ois Yaakov, he's not embarrassed that he was there. This is his pride. Avram is Kivyochol Avla Aram, and then he's in a higher Madrege. You tell a king, you know, I'm all European minister. I'm a king, though. My mother's going to get mad. Don't remind me, yeah? I am who I am, don't remind me. I was a kid, yeah? Not because I woke up the king. Oh, I remember you when you were 5 years old, we played together swimming pool. So one more time, the king will kill him, right? But if you will tell the king, I remember one time you had a nisayon and you managed. We see the gedolim die when they're nifter. We pull up all the stories how hard it was for them. Yeah, not going to the argument of the sefer of Yaakov. Not going to the whole out the tumult, but the nisayon. We're proud of the hard times that we had. So the Mele Yankiv, we call him Yankiv. What the Eretz Yisrael. Even when the Malach called him Yisrael, Zog the Maharal, what is the name Yisrael? Kisoriso imanoshim ve'alokim v'tu. Even the name of the winning of Yaakov is made from the words Soriso imanoshim ve'alokim v'tu. You won the war. You won the war. This is the koyach. Kisoriso imanoshim ve'alokim v'tucho. This is the ma'ale of Yaakov Avinu. Kisoriso imanoshim ve'alokim v'tucho. Pesuk is mamshich. Tzeitza dino basleo asher yodo liyakov lirois bivnoi seoretz. Vayarois ashchem ben chamoi rachivi. Vatidbak nafshei bedino basrochel. Bas Yaakov, nafshei bedino bas בני יעקב בואו מן הסודה כשעומם ויסייצבו האנושים וייחל להם מאוית כי נבוא לו עושה בישראל לישקה וסבס ינקב וכן לא יעושה פרק למדל פסוק ז' בני יעקב בואו מן הסודה כשעומם ויסייצבו האנושים וייחל להם מאוית כי נבוא לו עושה בישראל לישקה וסבס ינקב וכן לא יעשה. So it's a double words. כנבולו עושה בישראל לשכב אספס ינקב, וכן לא יעשה. It's not nice to do it. So Rashi מיד comes and explains that the posuk is coming to end. כנבולו עושה בישראל. וכן לא יעשה, לאנויס אספסולויס, שהאומויס גודרו עצמו מן הרייס על ידי המאבו. It's unaccepted, even by the goyim, it's unaccepted to chop a girl and to be ma'anasin. So what is the biggest avlet? That a goyim married a bas yankev, or that a goyim were accepted himself not to do it? The big avlet is the first avlet. Ki nevolo, also be Yisrael, lishkav es bas yankev. Chelo yas, it's unacceptable. Unaccepted. You don't scream, you don't yell, you don't shout. Unaccepted. Fregde Bezalevi, so the order had to be different. He did something unaccepted, and also terrible, terrible, Nevola also be Yisrael. He said, the guy, terrible, Nevola also be Yisrael. And also, you know, Nishayim, Nishayim, Chamoy, Nishayim. Azay Redman. Azay Redman. Zog the Bisalevi, his Yisrael, this is their Yisrael for the Bisalevi. Chamoy did not know who is Yankiv Avinu? As a Chamoyer, yeah? Shechem ben Chamoyer, son of a donkey, yeah? What he knows, what is Bas Yankiv? He knows what is a Bas Yankiv? Doesn't know what is a Bas Yankiv. What do you expect of him? He saw a family came, took him. We tell him, you're right, you didn't know. Oh, but it's unaccepted what you did. It's a halacha, if someone gives someone apples to watch. Now, these apples were really full with gold. But he didn't want that the guy will know. He told him it's silver gold, silver apples. And the lady threw it in the garbage. Then he comes and he says, what's gold? Then he says, listen, I knew it's silver. You know, silver, I will pay. And I'm not going to pay for gold. So the choice, you have to pay gold. Why? Who gave you a right to throw the apples? If it got lost, you only make up a shmire and apples of silver. Oh, but if you threw it, you did a havla. You're a mazik. Even for the gold. So, Mr. Levy, the marshal, someone goes to eat in a restaurant, an hotel. Yeah, that's a shvach reaction. Said, by him, it's okay. And then Lemaisi goes to this hotel and it was Talfus. He goes to Gehenna like Mesit. Why? It was Ashgoche. But you know, it's Nishoy's Gehalten. A bacha goes to a place that a yeshiva bacha doesn't have to go. And he sees Maris, things that he's not allowed to see. They judge him like Mezid Gomu, like Treif Chazim. He said, what I can do? I saw, I taught, what I can do? But you didn't have to be there. So then there's no excuse. A guy goes away for Shabbos. It's not right to go so early for Shabbos, away for Shabbos. And then all good, that bad things happen. Mezid and everything. You didn't have to go. Zokter, the Yankiv said, you're right that he doesn't know. Ki nevola also be Yisrael, abo v'chein lo yase. V'chein lo yase. So, Baruch Motcha Ezrachi, the Shiva Nateres Yisrael, every week, this week, Parshas Vayishlach, and his yeshiva, they eat so the Shabbos as a Seder, and then, 10 o'clock, he starts to say a story, and the Besalevi, takes like 4 or 5 hours, the story. It's 2 breaks in the middle, and I'll tell you the story in 3 minutes. What is the story of the Baruch Motcha? You can go yet. Shabbos, I think 4 or 5 hours, the story goes. The story goes that Bisalevi was going in the tkufa in his life, that people don't know who he is, and he was going in the middle of the winter, it was snowing, it was 12 o'clock by night, he got stuck near an inn, freezing cold, he knocked on the door. And the guy said, I'm sorry, it's 12 o'clock at night, we can't open the door now. And he told the Balagolan, bang, it's Pikuach Nefesh. And he banged, and he banged. The guy said, we can't. He said, Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, just go in quickly. He's sitting near the oven on the side. He sat there. He said, let me open. Puts on the candle. He wants to learn. The guy says, he's sleeping here. Shut it. After an hour, it's big noises. You hear these big wagons come. It was that moment of Rina. Came with all of his pamalia, the Bachsani gets up, and you know, he puts on lights in the chandelier, the whole house gets up. Kids of the Rebbe says he didn't need Davin Meir, they're looking for a tzenta. The guy says, someone near the oven. The Rebbe goes and he says, Rebbe Shabel, the slutz get off! The slutz get off! Kids are, they put him to sit the God Lador, they put him to sit near the Rebbe, there's a whole matzah, and everyone is there. That I know, the only one that looks terrible is the Balach Sani, he feels terrible. In the morning, he comes to ask Mechila from Bezalevi. Bezalevi tells him he's not Mechil him, Beshum, Pani, Vayifin, for never. What? He says, I'll tell you. As me, I'm not Machilim. But even if I'm a Stam Yid, this is Achnos HaSochim? Guy next 12 o'clock by night, freezing outside, you don't open the door? and then you let him to go in like a dog? So you'll be punished now, amazing pgi and the slutzke rov. Don't say you didn't know. So Avraham Avinu was mach mesorchim, they look like Arabs. Loit, they look like malachim. No one mentions nach mesorchim from Loit. Das etishke nach mesorchim. When you thought your Rebbe comes. When you thought it's Arabim, I'm not moichli. Story goes long and long. And then the only mechila he gives them, if you come to my house and you live with me for 3 months and you'll see what is achlas asochim. And he goes and that. This is the whole story. The rest you can hear by Boch Moch. And the Misalevi told him the, our parsha. Then the Misalevi told him this ball. The chayin layase. The taina and Shechem was, so he took, he didn't know that the chayin layase. Godru Atzmon was accepted not to do it. Savar was accepted not to do it, the Mila was no Mechile. This parasha Be'etzim is one of the hard parashas, you know, they give them a deal, everyone to do Bris Mila, and then Lemaisa they kill the whole city.
Yeah.
When you read the parasha, it's like something not fair, yeah? They gave a deal to the whole city. So okay, Shechem and Chamor, the father, the kidnaps people, said you have to kill. But why the city is killed? So the Ramban says, Odo shenitztavu al adinim, and they were mechuyev to mechiyach. Some say, while they didn't do the brismila l'shem geirus, so it was choyvel ba'atzmoy, akum osulach vel ba'atzmoy, could be ma'aseh and mekulkolim. But the Al-Sheikh has a beautiful vault. It says, ויהי ביישם השלושים ביישם ביים השלישי ביישם כויבים ויהי כושני בני יעקב שמעון ולוי אחי דינו ישחר בוי ויבויו על העיר בטח ויהרגו כל זוכו. Why they came on the city בטח? ושחמויר ושחם בנוי הורגו לפי חרב. What was the בטח? Rashi says, "Shehoyu koyavim, medashagode p'tuchim al koychoy shel zoken, p'tuchim al koychoy shel zoken." The Al-Sheikh said, "The city they killed because it's tabu al adinim. Shechem they killed because he was mezane. Shechem's aveira was smaller from the aveira of the city." We think the opposite. So Shechem had a taiva. Oh, but the city didn't have a taiva. They were scared of Shechem. They didn't have a taiva. That chet is worse. It says, I'm all a person speaks Lashon Hara. No, what's coming down? He hates the guy, he can't hold himself. How about you guys sitting and smiling there, listening to him? Just get up and leave. A bit not comfortable. Say that. You think, okay, listen, but he, Mishnah, for sure will get Gehenna. How about he will get Gehenna? But that guy that speaks is hurting him. Situt Vey. How about he gets punished? How about why are you listening to him? He speaks against your friend, against your Rebbe, against your parent. No, Mishnah. You're not an Indian. He's angry. You're not angry at your Rebbe. You're not angry at your friend. Why are you discussing it? You think he's the bad? I'm just listening. So the cities of the Al-Sheikh Betach, they for sure deserve to be dying. You're not shaykh to the story. What are you letting Shechem to Mezane? What are you covering on him? Was a demon. He couldn't help himself. But you are not holding that matzah. Another cheshbon the taina, Rashi says that they were koyavim because shlishi lemila. Shechem v'chamor made the bris mila before they came to the city, so they already were on the fourth day. They already were not shlach. The city was on the third day, right? They went to kill everyone on the third day. Shechem v'chamor made the bris mila to be miyad, so they already were on the fourth day, so they already could fight back. So only in the city was betach, but with Shechem v'chamor it's nishgiven betach. Mefarshim say, the beginning of the parsha, ויבוסו יעקב ליבדו ויהובה כשימו יד הלא יישא שחר. אז מה שישא שוכח פחן קטן, אבל מפור שמסי ויבוסו יעקב לבדו, when a person stays לבדו, then he has the nisyonos. Then it's Ayob and Kishimoy. The side of a person has to be not to be a levadoy. Chaim Shulevitz will say a shmuz in the yeshiva alamol. Said, a person has to know where he can't win. Everyone has the place that he cannot win. One person, if he stays in his room, he can't learn. He has to be in Bismedrash. In Bismedrash, he learns. He goes away for a Shabbos. The Maaseh, at the end of the day, he knows he will learn an hour here and an hour there. The Vayivosar Yaakov Levadoy, that would be makes the person to come to the nefilah. Vayarki lo yochaloi, vayiga bekaf yerechoi, vatika kaf yerech Yaakov. Chazal say, vatika kaf yerech Yaakov, poga betamchim deiraisa. Was in the support of Torah. What is hard today to support Torah, every time people have struggling to support the Shivas, is coming from vatika kaf yerech Yaakov. What's the pshat? So if you remember, we spoke about it already last week, in the Bahalach that we spoke, that Be'etzem, the reason Yaakov, Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav, because he felt that Esav really cannot be the one to sholem. So he said, I will give the brachas to Esav, and he will be the one that supports Yaakov. And Yaakov will have learning the schus Esav. And like this, both will have the schus and the chelek of Teirah. Yaakov came, and he took the brachas. This is the reason we explain. When Esav came and asked for brachas, his father told him, he doesn't need your help. And Esav says, okay, but I want money anyways. So he gave. The Sarshal Esav, what he managed in a pchina to pogim in Yaakov, was in Vatika Kaf Yerech, poga betamchim deiraisa. More from Tamchin Deiraisa, Esav didn't have a schus to take from Yaakov. In the Teira alone, Esav doesn't have a schus. Vayishal Yaakov, vayomer hagida no shmecho, vayomer lomo zetisha lishmi. Why are you asking for my name? Chosteinish. Yaakov doesn't know what he wants. He says, please tell me your name. He says, why are you asking to my name? Rashi says, he answered him, Ein lanu shem, I don't have a name. Mishtanim shmoseinu lefi mitzvos avodas hashlichus. Yaakov wants a name, and he answers him as no name. So it's brought down. Chaim Shlevitz brought it down. I don't remember the name of who. The Sultan answered him, we don't have a name. What if we don't have a name? Yitzhahore is nothing. It's brought down in the Medrash. Ayitzhahore doime le Odom, Cholosh, Kiteya, Gidem, a guy, a robber that didn't have feet, didn't have hands, had a big black gown. And he was sitting in the Parshas Drachim, and every guy that came, he said, give me the money. He didn't pick up his head even. Give me my money. And everyone would drop the money. till one guy came and said, one second, the guy doesn't have his feet. You just don't have to give the money. You will not give it. And he didn't give it from then on. No one gave him money. I say there's something, no koyach. He can tell you, you don't have friends. You have this, you have that. The Satan doesn't have a koyach to disturb you at all. It only looks like he could disturb you. But behemoth, he can't disturb you. The Satan doesn't have a koyach to disturb you. The Malach, Yaakov asks the Malach, tell me what's your name? He says, we don't have a name. It's nothing. I'm just repeating what we spoke in Parshas Kisei Tzila Milchomo Unesono Yashem Elokecho Biyodecho. So we bought down Da'ari maybe Kisei Tzila Milchomo Aloivecho Unesono. You go out for a lot. So what is Nesono? Zog Da'ari HaKadosh. The Yitzhar, one day he comes headaches, one day he comes tired, one day he comes Nocheshek, no chavruse, burned out. All different kind of yitzaros. iPhone, different yitzaros. But be'etzem is one thing, he wants you not to learn. When you win, you only meet one person. It's the same one. It's not the headache and the stomach and the head and the chavruse and that. It's one thing. He says to them, "Milchama aloivecho unesonoi." Vayimel lomo zetisha lishmi. We don't have. It's no name. There's no atzmius to the ra. It only looks like it's hard. But if you win me, there's nothing there. There's no be'etzem koyach hara. It looks like it's koyach hara. But be'etzem is no koyach hara. I want to finish with one vote. They say that the Ma'aril Diskin, I heard they said that Rav Moshe Feinstein, I'm sure in America you know better, that when he went to the Twin, I'm not even in America, it was a big buildings, they called them Twin Towers. And they say that Rav Moshe, when he would stand near it, he would count 30, 60, 90. He could have counted floors with 30. Like, you know, when you want to count, you count 2, 4, right? You don't have to count 1, 2. Some people count 40, 50, 100. Ma'aril Diskin would look at a tree and he said 5,000 leaves. Some people didn't believe him when he was a kid. So he said, no problem, take off some leaves, I'll tell you how much is now. So the guy took off 20 and he gave the number exactly, 20 less. So they told him how it could be. So he says, before she posted, can I have power? He saw 400. He saw 400. He has to count. He says, with the big eyes, you see, like you see one, you see, some people, he sees how much exactly in this room. Vayar v'hine arba mo'ish, he's here, boy. Good job.